associated implications. But guess what, there's no apologies. Do I have any declarations of interest? Thank you, I'll take that as nil. Now I'll move on to the confirmation of the minutes of the last meeting held on the 21st of March. I would like to move that way. Councillor Babbage, Councillor Walker, are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Councillors, could I now have a motion to move into closed session? Councillor Buntar, Councillor Mudford, put that. All in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Could you just check the presses now, please? Okay. We need an open section.
Taking you out.
And the first report is just that mayoral commitment. We had a very quiet month. And I'll move that that report be noted. Put that all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carry. A report there in regard to council workshops and briefing sessions in regard to the question that was asked. Does Councillor Walker?
I'd like to move that report be noted. Mrs. Mayor, and thank you to Mr. Elton who did prepare it, and I might say I can receive a copy of that and forward that on the appropriate community member.
Thank you. Okay, so it's moved by Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Mochler. There's no further discussion. I too appreciate the read. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The second report there is the Maze Cross pedestrian crossing on Warren Road, with the recommendation the council note actions to go to date. I think this puts this issue to rest for the time being.
Do we probably move that recommendation, Mr.
You're more than welcome, Councillor Walker. I'll have a second in Councillor Bunker. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carried. The next report there is the School of Busford signage on rural roads, which is quite self-explanatory, I believe. Moved by Councillor Mann, seconded by Councillor Peart. Is there any further discussion on that matter?
Question, Mr. Mayor. How do you go about getting these signs? Like, can the public put them up? Landowners?
Preferably not. I would suggest an approach to Mr. Colwell.
Yeah, I'm just thinking all the money spent on National Park Road, travelling pretty fast, it's a dangerous spot.
True.
I might have to go.
If you would, then. Okay, and this is a new policy, and the recommendation is that we adopted. From my Councillor Bunter, Councillor Mochler, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Hands carried. I thought I seen Mr. Cole's hand go up. You were nearly the mover.
Apologies, Mr. Mayor. I think that was a misconception.
Okay, our next report is a review of the light vehicle policy and its replacement. Does someone have any questions of Mr. Cole in regard to that report?
Well, I do, Mr. Mayor. My suggestion is that, noting that sometimes the policy has been reviewed, would it be more appropriate to defer the review to every second year instead of every year? That's my suggestion.
Is that appropriate with policies?
Yeah. Okay. So, subject to that amendment to the wording of the policy, I will leave that recommendation.
Okay, so you're suggesting that it be a 2-year review with the policy?
Yeah. If Mr. Cole is happy with that.
Yeah. He's not moving it, you are. He likes it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would amend.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Mayor. Councillor Mochler's moved that way. Can I have a second?
I'll make this.
Thanks, Councillor Babbage. Councillor Peart.
I was going to make a comment that we save money on those light vehicles. You know, we spoke about having difficulty with heavier plan. This should be lead to making that more easier to finance. So
through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, it'll make it certainly more sustainable than it is at the moment, but we're still modelling our overall 10-year financial plans, and once we have a clearer picture on that, we'll be able to present something more clearly.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense.
I'm sure that.
Okay, so we've got the two recommendations there, which I'll put. All those in favour? Against? Carried. The next report there is part of the budgetary process, setting our rate model for next year. Would you like to speak to this, Mr. Elfman? Because I know you will have a couple of questions.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. So we've presented the rate modelling based on the rate peg for next year as set by the department. And it was set between 3.7 and 6.8 this year, depending on the size of the council, the population factor. And so our rate peg is 3.7%. So we're recommending to you that you take the full rate peg and in line with previous years, which allows us to keep up with, in part anyway, with the changes in the CPI from year to year. And certainly is a measure that avoids having to look at a major increase in any one year.
Okay, are there any questions?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I circulated an email. I just wanted a bit of a greater understanding. I quoted some comparative figures on page 12.
Yes. Excuse me, gentlemen.
With the variation column. I'll take you to that. And I quoted Balladoran going down, if I'm correct, minus 8.24%, Curzon going up by 7.46%, and Turriman by 18.03%. Just how do we as councils reconcile that or explain that to ratepayers? That the variation between Turriman and Curzon and Balladoran.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, as Councillor Mott has pointed out, in our sample there of various assessments across the Shire, there is significant changes in valuations in 2022. Council doesn't have any control at all or any input into the valuation process. That's the Valuer Generals. Those valuations are updated every 2 years across the council areas. And what it reflects is that the change in valuations is seen by the VG on individual parcels. And so that's based around a number of factors, including sales from the previous period. However, we're not valuers and we don't have any input into that process. So from that sample, you can see that across our Shire, those valuations have varied significantly over that two-year period. The increases and some decreases in those valuations. What that does lead to is while we collect 3.7% extra in rates across all categories, and we collect the same percentage of rates from each category that we did last year, that individual parcels may see, individual landholders or will see, changes in the rate different to 3.7%. And that will depend on whether they're valuation on their property went up greater or in fact in some cases reduced. So some landholders will see reductions in their rates, others will see significant increases, and it's all subject to that valuation. And those valuations are provided to each landholder, and then there's an opportunity for the landholder to actually object back to the Valuer Generals. There's a set period for that, and the individual landholders may appeal, however, is my understanding, later on to the VGs. Again, that process is outside of what council has any input into. But that's certainly correct what you've said there, Councillor Mockler.
Just one further clarification question. So is it correct or not correct inference that the the Turumina land has an increased value of 18.03% over other land. Based on the valuations that have come out.
Based on the valuations, so there's a, what they're saying there is there's the percentage increase, that's the variation in the rates levied, not necessarily the variation in the valuation of the land.
Right.
So the valuation of the land is what we set the rates on, but the overall valuation of the Shire may vary right across it. So we have no control over that, but what that's indicating there is that the rates for that particular ratepayer at Turawena are going to go up 18.03% in the coming year, whereas council is only setting a 3.7% increase in rates across the whole of the Shire. At the same time, as you pointed out there, there's actually some areas of the Shire where the rates will decrease in the rural rates.
Thank you.
So just the value in general undertakes a desktop exercise, as I understand it,
mm-hmm.
based on information they receive. One of those big inputs would be property value, so probably the value of properties that have sold.
Land sales.
The value of sales.
Land sales.
So if your neighbour sells his land, and I thought Inland Rail might have had some contributing factor to this, but if it's Turawena, not Tondabrine, I can't really reconcile that. I'm not sure what takes him to Turawena either.
Yeah, that's true, Mr. Mayor. That's referring to a suburb, so it's an area within, a location within our area, a suburb. Just probably one thing to clarify there, the VG normally does a number of things within their valuation, including desktop, but my understanding is they also do visits to properties and those sorts of things as well when taking account of their valuations. So
there's numerous things that could affect.
A number of factors which, as I say, only a valuer could explain.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just on the same page as the top category, can they all just explain those assess on cents in the dollar and rates and amount that what that needs
there? Yeah, so through you, Mr. Mayor, the council sets a minimum rate, which all properties pay, no matter what they're valued at. So if a property was valued at $1, it still pays a minimum rate that the council establishes each year. On top of that, based on the valuation of the property, is a cents in the dollar when compared to that valuation. And council sets those each year. We increase those by 3.7% for the coming year across the board. And the factor that council can't vary is farmland rates will always have the lowest cents in the dollar. That's set by legislation. But so that's how that works, is everyone pays at least a minimum rate, and then on top of that you pay on your valuation.
We've got a rate that increases 3.7%. In general, like CPI and inflation, like with it sitting above that, we unfortunately don't catch up to the same position financially because the rate thing is limited.
And that necessitates special variations on an ever increasing basis.
Right.
Yeah. Any other questions of Mr. Mann? Mr. Halsham?
I'd like to move the recommendation 1 and 2, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks.
I'd like to second them.
Councillor Walker, Councillor Peart. Are there any other further discussions on this? It's a complicated issue, which is even harder to explain to a landholder looking at a rate notice. If not, I'll put all those in favour.
All right.
Against carried. The next report there is the charging for the water supply services within Gilgandra. in the recommendation there.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we're looking at an increase of 5% compared to the previous year. That's in line with what council's been doing for a number of years, to set aside a reserve to allow for the replacement of the water treatment plant when that becomes available. And we've got that in our long-term plans, and that's in the next few years.
Okay, recommendation then, someone like to move that way? Councillor Markford, Councillor Babbage. Is there any further questions? If not, I'll put all those in favour. Against, carried. Turrawina Water Supply, which has been the subject of a little bit of media attention recently.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the same percentage proposed, 5% increase for Turrawina Water Supply.
I think we all need to be reminded that it is a non-potable supply. And when people make comments in the media in relation to that, Mr. Mayor, probably punching well outside their weight range.
But the same people that voted a few years ago not to accept the potable supply because of the cost. You all right there, Councillor Mockler?
You are correct, Mr. Mayor. I'll have that recommendation.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Mockler, seconded by Councillor Mean. Once again, if there's no further discussion, I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Sewer charging. 23.24, and it's...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, a 7% increase. That's in line with what we've been increasing for a number of years now, and Mr. Cole might just want to give a quick update there, but that's been based around our best practice pricing towards the replacement of the sewer treatment plant, and that's now imminent.
Which is a great result. Did anyone have any questions to Mr. Cole in regard to the 7%? If not, could I have a mover?
Just a comment, maybe in the next couple of years when it's all done that, we can review that price and maybe not go up by 7 or 5%.
Yeah, I'd suggest that, Councillor Mann, but we're well below what is accepted charge.
7% rather than 7%.
Yeah, conceivably.
You've got to go up every day.
Righto.
Based on that number, it works out at about $35 per residence per year as an increase.
Right. Okay, someone like to move that? Councillor Walker, Councillor Pitt. I will put that all those in favour. Against, carried. Stormwater charging.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. This is a small charge that the government allows on an annual basis. It hasn't changed since it was brought in some 15 to 20 years ago, I think it might have been, yeah, in 2005. So it was set at $25 per assessment within the stormwater area, so within the village of the village zone of Gilbandra. And so it brings in that $26,000 proposed for this year, and as I say, hasn't varied, and that's to go towards stormwater works.
Okay, recommendation there, someone like to move that? Councillor Bundo, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that all those in favour. Yes, carried. Waste management charges for 23.24.
And through you, Mr. Mayor, with our waste management charges, we can only raise what we actually spend on that particular service. And it's audited each year, and that's why we present you with a table there as an attachment to the report showing how we calculate the costs associated with providing the service versus the charges we make, or the charges we set. So we're proposing there to go up by 2%. Compared to 2022-23.
Councillor Mockler, you had a question.
I did have a question, Mr. Mayor, but that's since been clarified.
Okay.
In relation to other waste charges.
Okay, so we've got a recommendation there on page 29. We can have someone move that way. Councillor Mockler, Councillor Mann. No questions, I'll put that all those in favour. Right, yes, carried. Next report there is a development application for a service station on Castlereagh Street, which is very positive for our community, and with some variations to the DCP, which are subject to an attachment.
And through you, Mr Mayor, the main change there, or the main request for a departure is around setback distances. And it's and that request is based around wanting to minimise the impact on the residential neighbours by the developer.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a recommendation there on page 34, which covers the actual DA.
Yep.
And then on page 2. Recommendation.
Page 34. It's all
printed out, it's different to ours.
Oh.
Well, I must have doubled up somewhere. I haven't been in the check account. And then the conditions of consent is subject to a separate report and recommendations. So, page whatever it is,
32.
We've got three recommendations there from Mr. Elshin.
So, three, Mr. Mayor, that recommendation does cover the attached conditions. Yes.
Conditions of attachment.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, there's four recommendations.
Could I get a move for the four recommendations, which includes the DCP variations as well? Thank you, Councillor Breed. Councillor Walker. Are there any discussions on the development?
Can I just ask one question around the requirement for, because it's so close to the river, I was just wondering about a cultural heritage management plan for Indigenous purposes or a predictive assessment, because it's so close to the river. So you've got in there that, because there'll be a lot of digging in the ground around there, so they may in fact turn up some Indigenous cultural heritage, possible, I don't know. Should we be thinking about a cultural heritage management plan or a predictive assessment?
Wouldn't that form part of the DA consent?
Well, it's as part of the DA condition. I don't know. I just wanted somebody to check on it, that's all.
I think there's, look, under the...
I tried to find it on the...
The Cultural Heritage Act, there's a requirement to notify if there's something exposed. The site's been assessed, been previously disturbed, so there's nothing on the surface. Other development, if you were to disturb something subsurface, then you've got a requirement to notify.
Yeah, I just noticed, like, with the Victorian legislation, the minute there's any kind of development, I wasn't sure about New South Wales, like, you have to have those things in place, but is it...
Well, it's
legislated, so there's no need for us to condition it.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Right. So I'll put that, all those in favour. Yes, carried. We move on now, and I dare not mention the traffic page number.
And sorry, Councillor, did we get a... that was unanimous, was it?
Unanimous. Sorry, I'll put that again. All those in favour, raise your right hand, and I'll declare that unanimous. My apologies, councillors. The next report there.
So,
is the Castlereagh Country.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to request that this report be left on the table till the next meeting. I've just clarified with the Department of Regional New South Wales today. We haven't actually signed the deed yet, and while they're happy that council is aware of the success of the funding, the situation is that we really shouldn't be going to the press and the public at this point in time until that deed's signed. It is a matter of formality, but that'll occur over the next couple of weeks. So if we leave this report on the table, just to acknowledge that with Regional New South Wales.
No, it's been deferred to
the next meeting. Yeah. And I'll speak to the press about the opportunity at the next meeting.
Right, okay, we'll run it that way. If I can move on now to the Hunter Park Sport and Recreation Precinct.
Mr. Alshon, what's your name again?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. So, as you're aware, we've got the concept plans finalised. We've got REM plan working on the social and economic benefits associated with the project, and there's an opportunity there for us to apply for a grant under the that's the one, thank you. And so that closes shortly, the expression of interest in that, and then there's a, if invited, those successfully submit an EOI that is believed to have merit will get invited to a second round, which then will close in October. So what the report before you indicates that we can do that in two stages, which we've discussed with council previously. So we're proposing that we do apply for that expression of interest, looking at stage one for $8 million in total costs, with a $2 million co-contribution from council, which is the minimum requirement under the grant application. So we've actually put into our long-term financial plan, into the draft plan, which you'll adopt next month, an $8 million expenditure in 2024-25 with a $2 million commitment from council. So not in the upcoming budget, but the year after. And that's based around the fact that we do have until 25-26 to actually construct the that stage one if we're successful with the grant. So that's the proposal in a nutshell that we've got before you. We're suggesting that stage one be the indoor sports centre, and that stage two be the pool elements plus the area around it. So council has discussed this in detail in the past, but that's the proposal that's put before you.
Okay, and yeah. The recommendation there is that you do, what is that expression? In the case of contribution.
Yeah.
So is that you moving that, Councillor Butter? Thank you. We'll have a second, please, Councillor Freeth. Is there any discussion on that matter?
I'm seeing a moving amendment at stage one.
Okay, moving amendment that we make the pool stage one and the Sports Centre, stage two, is an amendment offered by Councillor Mann. Do I have a seconder to that amendment? For the second time.
Yeah, I'll second it to hear the calls.
Okay. So, thanks, Councillor Peart. So it's moved Councillor Mann, seconded Councillor Peart, that the amendment be stage two become stage one.
Yep. Yeah, I just moved that way, just looking at what we've seen with the pool and the discussions we've had around the pool and the ongoing cost of it, that's compared to the cost of the maintaining the existing sport and production centre in Paul Street. And I just feel like that probably the main priority in my view would be the pool.
Well, I can answer that from our last discussion in the workshop. Council at that time thought that the opportunity to get the pool, just let me get the thoughts together, put my thoughts together please, Mr. Elton. The opportunity to get the pool was better argued with photos of the leaking pool and everything else. Whereas, as like, and everyone's got a pool. It's accepted that every community, has a right to a functioning pool. But that same expectation isn't about sports centres. So our pad is dry now. We can go into the sports centre as stage one, seeking, funding for that. Then the next round of funding
we're in a position to really tug on the heartstrings, if you like, of the funding bodies, that here we are with a pool that's, you know, it's floating down the river, basically, washed away. And was that...
That was a fairly large part of it. The second part was that, excuse me, we felt the opportunity there to co-locate and the benefits around staffing just around that side of thing and the ongoing operations of having both the youth centre, the basketball, the drop-in, the gym and the pool all in the one precinct, and the opportunities around the way we staff that and the economies of scale around that. Was it an initial benefit that we could get out of doing the centre of stage one? Noting that both the pool is a 1939 model and we've got a late 50s, early 60s model youth centre, both are probably our worst assets at the moment, but that was the logic, was two parts to it. Relocation, everything into one area, and the benefits of that. But the second part of it is, yes, that politically that a town without a swimming pool is considered an essential in our climate versus and our socio-economic situation versus a youth centre is... an indoor sports centre is a benefit, but not necessarily regarded at that level as an essential.
So given that, is there any further discussion on that?
Question, Mr Mayor, what would be the easiest to build a pool, like, or the sports centre, if the sports centre was there, would it be hard to fit the pool in, or vice versa?
Through you, Mr Mayor, in discussions with our project management team, who were heavily involved in actually developing the concept plan, they came back with where it would split and that it could be done logically both ways. Councillor Mugford, yeah, that they didn't see an issue where something had to be, you know, was going to cost more because we were doing it in two stages, that there was a logical split that could be done.
So, okay, councillors, I propose to put the amendment. If the vote's successful, the amendment will become the motion. If it's defeated, the motion will stand and we'll go back to the original recommendation. So
I'll help back with how this will be worded in the minutes.
It's going to be a very rough draft.
I can see Beck sitting there going,
oh. Welcome to our world. Okay, councillors, I'll put that amendment to the board. All those in favour of the amendment, raise your right hand. All those against? Okay, I declare the amendment lost. I'll now put the original motion, if there's no further amendment. I'll put that. I've got a mover and a seconder. So all those in favour of that motion, raise your right hand. Those against? I declare that carried. Thank you, councillors. The next report there is in regard to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Conflict of interest.
Somebody shuffled it.
They have. They've certainly got me. 54, 56.
56.
Council-related development conflict of interest policy.
No, I didn't get them all.
Yours is an updated version, Mr. Mead.
I've
put the late report in. All is one document for you, Mr. Mead.
Right, okay. Council-related development conflict of interest policy. And just for adoption of that policy, which is a new one.
Just to say that we presented to you last month. We've been out to the community consultation for the 28-day period, and we got no responses.
Well, there's a recommendation there on whatever page it is. So it's moved by Councillor Bunter, seconded by Councillor Mockler. I'll put to all those in favour. Against, carried. Now can we go back to Dolly Parton? In a bit of a... Okay, we're all aware of this initiative, which has been very well accepted by mums and brothers alike. And the recommendation there, we consider funding, and then we invite Mr. Kirkman from the United Way to talk to us about, or work with council regarding future funding. So, thank you, Councillor Cunningham. Do I have a second, Councillor Babby? I'll put that. All those in favour?
Mr. Mayor, before you go, I think the recommendation says the council consider funding or partly funding the department, so we just need to tweak that, don't we?
I'm sorry. I've got a mover and a seconder for that, haven't I, Councillor Bunder and Councillor Babby? I propose to put all those in favour. Against, I declare that carried. We now move on to the reports for information and notation. You've thrown me there, Vic, with what's up on the screen. Committee made the alliance of that. Okay, we'll go through the statements, the bank balances and the investments. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. Progress on questions for next meeting. And development applications.
Just a quick question, Mr. Mayor, on outstanding matters from previous meetings. Mr. Cole, the Betterment Fund application for the Rowan Creek. How are we heard any... I'm just thinking about a bit of a list of stuff that we're probably putting together for Mr. Butler, and one of those would be pretty good handball, straight to him.
Well, we can take that forward offline. You happy to do that, Councillor Walker?
Well, I think we've been chipping away at that one for a little while. Pretty important to the delivery of that whole national park resealing and probably our long term financial plan as well, because if not, we're going to have to consider borrowing the funding.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there's another round of funding, which is called, I think, the local government recovery fund, I think it was called. That was $1 million. Now, in a previous council meeting, council resolved to use that money in lieu of the infrastructure benefit fund not becoming through. So that's what we're sort of acting on at the moment. To be honest, I think we're looking at the infrastructure benefit fund is probably better than one.
Just an interesting progress and question for this meeting, and it's Warren Ray, who's a report to this meeting.
So we're right to move on there, councillors?
Yep.
There is a recommendation there that the report's been noted from Mr. Elsham. I'd like to move that way. Councillor Bundo, Councillor Babbage. Okay, we've got the basis of category correspondence.
Mr. Mayor, just on that, I didn't get a lot out of those minutes. Can you tell us what they're up to?
To be honest, it's been some time since I read them. It was a meeting that was half suspended, wasn't it, if you can have such a thing? 16th of March, yeah, it was by a team.
Yeah. I didn't get much out of the minutes, that was all.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, no, I wasn't there. That's a good excuse, isn't it?
The GM was there, but only for a moment, I don't know.
Yes.
We'll
discuss that specific issue. I can't recall what it is now, but yes, no, it wasn't. But that was for the, I think it was for the Arana Water Utilities Alliance to set up a training facility at Tringy Agricultural Station or something like that. So that's a specific training centre that they want to make application for, to set up a water and sewer training centre of excellence for the region.
For our operators.
For our operators.
So the category B correspondence, someone like to move, would that be noted? Thank you, Councillor Babbage, Councillor Ledford. No further comment, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carries. And councillors, the time being 4:47, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much for your attendance and input. It has been rather a long day since 9 o'clock this morning. But we've got there and I think...
Very constructive day today.
It has been.
That Anzac Day looks like everyone's got their wreaths and everything's organised there. Well done, Beck.